грудзі червона калина похилилася.
This is an update from Tom Bates, who is engaged in humanitarian aid in Ukraine. Just when you get used to having electricity, water, and peaceful sleep, the Russians implement a barrage of missile attacks throughout Ukraine. I counted 14 strikes early in the morning. The news reports said 15 in Kharkiv alone. It's a full blackout here. Russians are currently shelling Kherson. 81 missiles launched earlier, 34 shot down by the Ukrainian air defense. The only Ukrainians that lost their lives were civilians. This is the way Russians wage war: indiscriminate attacks against civilians, executing captured Ukrainian soldiers, using Russian criminal prisoners as cannon fodder. The prison soldiers are reportedly heavily drugged with narcotics. Why else would they throw themselves into a barrage of bullets? The Russian losses are 7 times that of the Ukrainian heroes. Since my previous letter from Ukraine, I have been to Bakhmut 4 times, Avdiivka twice, and traveled through villages destroyed during the Russian occupation. Taking humanitarian and animal aid in, evacuation of animals out. One trip into Bakhmut was in a Ukrainian armored vehicle donated from the Ukrainian government. That is how the war will be won and Ukraine survives: by donations. My organization, K9RescueInternational.org, is one of the few still in Ukraine providing the support needed in the conflict zones. We conduct our missions under enemy shelling to provide support where it's needed. The Frontline Feeding Program is our vision and mission. Our name does not completely describe what we do. We distribute supplies to hospitals, food banks, frontline medics, non-lethal military equipment, and animal supplies. Canine Rescue International is completely funded by donations from individuals around the world without any major donors. Our vehicles are abused by the conditions we must drive through and the copious amount of diesel fuel we use. We are running very low on funds and are reaching out to the public for help. We can't do this without you. And now, catastrophic turbo failure leading to a no engine compression in my van. In other words, I need a new engine. The facility the vehicle is at is top-notch repair shop and can do the work. They are looking for the engine now, and it will take 2 days to install once they obtain it. There are plenty of these 1.9 diesel engines available, so it shouldn't take too long. Now for the ask. If you can spare some money to help pay for this project, it will help this need. Canine Rescue International does not have the funds to cover it and keep me doing the work in Ukraine. It will cost around $2,000 to complete this. If you can donate directly to my PayPal account, that will expedite matters. It is at tbates8094. We have a 501(c) option for our American donors. This is caninerescueinternational.org, and donations here will be welcomed as well. Help us to help Ukraine. Together, we can return this part of the world to a secured peace. This has been an update from Tom Bates, who is working diligently in Ukraine to provide aid and support for Ukrainian civilians. These are ways to donate again: PayPal account at tbates8094 and caninerescueinternational.org. That's the letter K, the number 9, Rescue International. .org. Thank you.
Ой, лузі червона калина похилилася. Чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася. А ми твою червону калину пі.